time for you to sound off.
You gotta be beefing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. When you got something to say, you hit us up on that line, and you should know that number by now. 610-771-9705. Leave us a message. We pick through them, and you may make it to the big show.
Are the Phillies still playing? They are still playing, aren't they? Have they won, at all in the past, a month and a half? They were in first place a little bit ago, right? I remember seeing that.
Fan Appreciation Day, Sunday. Be there early. Like I said before, yeah, I appreciate the fans. Give me a little TV with the Eagles game on.
This is a message to Dumb and Dumber, also known as Kapler and Quintac. As long as the Eagles are winning Super Bowls, I do not care if you go 0-162.
Come on, man. I know you're bitter at the way things ended. But there, you were riding high there for a while in first place.
Here it is, NFL week 4. I got to get in my car, drive across the bridge, sit in the parking lot, just to make a bet on my cell phone. What is going on with Pennsylvania's online sports?
No, it's coming. Betting? It's coming, bro. It's coming. It's just slow. Like, there was a big fee. You know, now that you get to some casinos now investing, I think by late October, they'll be in place.
Well, I know the Phillies lost, Mike, and all I could say is, you know, we all know that Dave Tapp is going to be back next year, but the only thing I could point out in any sign of hope is that, you know, Eagles fans are calling for Doug Peterson's head and calling for his job after his first year, after some bonehead plays. And I know you're going to say, well, the Phillies had a monster collapse. Well, the Eagles had a monster collapse, too, if you look at how many games they played.
I don't really know what you want me to say. He's not going anywhere. I understand you're frustrated. Don't waste your energy thinking about Gabe Kapler. Just say, okay, he's going to be back next year. We'll see if things improve. If they don't, he's probably going to go.
Westbrook, come on, man. You can't sit here and say we're not ready to play the Rams. If we played that team, we would lose. Bro, and that they have what we want. Nah, man, we have what they want. We have the defense they want. We have the trophy that they want. We have the better of the two quarterbacks. And he's always going to keep you in the game. Wentz had to get his legs under him in the first game. He's playing in the rain. He'll be back this week. You watch.
Get a little provincial there, bro. You took that a little personally. Eyes wide open here with the Rams. They're good.
You know what, Mike? I stayed up last night and I watched that game, and I only thought of one person, Jim Schwartz. How about Jim Schwartz come up with a game plan that perplexes the other team the same way Dougie P does with the offense? How about Jim Schwartz come up with a game plan that frees up Fletcher Cox and frees up Jordan Hicks so that these guys can make plays instead of this fake-ass bend-but-don't-break defense?
They don't really have a bend-but-don't-break defense. They play solid D. He doesn't blitz a lot, but he counts on guys getting home. Last year they got home. This year, so far, not.
That's another thing that Jalen Mills can be blamed for. I believe it was Jalen Mills that torpedoed Rodney McLeod's knee. I'm pretty sure that's who I saw diving at the guy like Rodney McLeod was trying to come over the top and tackle him. There'd just be something else he'll be blamed for. Now, I necessarily wouldn't blame him for that, but I will blame him for being an inadequate corner who likes to get a finger wave even though he gets burned a lot.
So the entrance to that ripping of Jalen Mills was the fact that Rodney McLeod got hurt. Come on, man. That was an unfair back door you took.
How's that Jalen Mills' fault the guy got hurt? Jalen didn't hurt him?
He wanted to rip Jalen Mills. He didn't have a mechanism to get in the door. He found one.
Hey, Mike, with the injury to Rodney McLeod, I just want to know, if you're Howie Roseman, would you take a look at what Seattle wants for Earl Thomas. I mean, it'd be a one-year rental. Do you think the one-year rental would be worth? I don't know if I would do it, considering all the stuff that's going on in Seattle. But then again, what do you expect to happen when the team doesn't get the ball to beast mode at the two-yard line? Your thoughts, Mike?
I'm all for adding impact players. I'm never going to say they shouldn't add an impact player. And I don't really care how much it costs or what they have to do to accommodate them. Would I want Earl Thomas? Certainly I would.
Hey, Mike, I'd like to expand on your theory as to why the U.S. Ryder Cup team got their butts handed to them in the afternoon session today. And it, really, they got annihilated in all four matches. None of them are close. I think it's because they're all American. And you're playing against guys who are from Europe, but a bunch of different countries. If it was a bunch of guys just from one country, they'd have the same problem we do. Because these American players have all grown up as rivals of each other.
Yeah, I don't think that's the... I think the European players appreciate the concept of a team more because they aren't as spoiled and pampered as these American kids are. I don't understand the mindset of like if you are used to playing with a team and in a team concept, if your partner hits his drive out of bounds on the first hole, the second hole, you're going to make sure you hit a safe drive. Well, they don't think that way.
Mike, you remember two years ago? When Goff, you're like, that guy thinks he can't play. Well, guess what? He can play a little bit. He has a nice ball. No, he's not the smartest guy in the room. But that Rams team, if they had Nick Foles at a quarterback, they'd be even better. They would totally be Super Bowl contenders. It's just the weapons they have around them. Makes everything look nice and good, and also a good defense. You know, if Nick Foles had all that, they would be fine. And the Eagles, they don't have a great offense.
What? What are you even trying to say? Was that a pro Nick Foles call?
It was a very pro. He was saying he's better than Goff, and that if you surround Foles with those kind of weapons, he would do even better than four touchdown passes that I
have. Have you been had your eyes checked lately? Because I would suggest that it could be a couple like pieces of cataract in there, and you might want to get them removed. Come on, use your eyeballs, dude. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
that brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Sound off. 610-771-9705. Devon will lead us into Sixer basketball right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. I can't wait. And Kwesi from South Philly is the winner of our NBA 2K19. Congratulations, Kwesi, selected at random. Andrew, nice job today. Tyrone, nice job. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Watch the Sixers and the Eagles on Sunday. We'll be there back to talk about it on Monday. Have a great weekend. Talk to you then.
The Sixers are back. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Economy Glass and Mirror Repair. When it comes to all your commercial and residential glass, mirror or window repair or replacement needs, call the guys at Economy Glass and Mirror online at economyglassandmirror.com. Markelle Fultz will not only play tonight, but he will start over J.J. Redick against Melbourne United. You can listen to the game live right here at 7 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic. In Eagles news, Rodney McLeod had surgery on a torn MCL yesterday. He could miss the rest of the season. And Doug Peterson said that Darren Sproles is, quote, not ready yet. He will not play on Sunday against the Titans. Reinforcements, however, Alshon Jeffrey, who was cleared for contact early this week, he's expected to play on Sunday, even though he missed practice due to an illness yesterday and today. This update is also brought to you by Amtrak. What if there was a car that breezed through traffic? Well, there isn't, but there is Amtrak. Save 20% when you book 14 days in advance at Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this is 97.5 The Fanatic.